Today we are going to talk about the quantum leadership and influence inside the quantum evolution. This is a super important component of being able to serve at the highest level possible, because you are here to bring in your unique gift. You are here on Earth to contribute by being yourself. That is the quantum leadership. So today we're going to unpack more what that means and how you actually influence the morphogenic fields on Earth and your own and ancestral and so on. So influence used to be about who do you know and how many people you can literally affect. And that is linked to the linear creation that is connected to proximity, connected to being next to something and then literally having the direct effect. Okay? So this is the old way of looking at influence. It's about working hard. We all know this one. It's about winning and getting to the top and being superior. And then supposedly you have the most influence because you made it, right? It's about the success as kind of making it, like as if who you are and where you are is like not anywhere near that. But then somehow you're going to make this step and finally arrive and finally win and be at the place where, okay, it's finally happening for me. That's an old way of influence. Also, it's about what you know and what your mind is in control of and how much you can manipulate reality into your existence, into people agreeing with you, into pulling into you something you want by kind of like manipulating it to come your way. All this way is based in scarcity. So the old way of looking at influence is limited by the parameters of linear reality and by the scarcity-based, survival-based mechanics of the view that is Newtonian, that's linked to the clunky things that we were talking about in the previous bundle. So it's also in the old way about material possessions as proof of your worth. Like how much can you create? How much can you own? Possessions could be money, but it also could be any things, including status, including like where you are in life and who you're with and who you know and where you're able to go and things like that. How you look, what your body is looking like. Is it matching the socially appropriate sort of idea of a successful, you know, beautiful person or not? And so on. All these old ways are linked to compensating for the lack of self-worth. So when we look at needing or wanting something in our external reality in order to create this influence to make something happen or to influence other people or things to come to us, but out of lack, we are spinning in this old perception that is limited. That is the perceptional box that is only in connection with material things, but we're trying to apply that onto creation. So instead of utilizing it for, let's say, engineering in a material sense, we're utilizing it for engineering something in our consciousness, which is not possible with the materialistic viewpoint. So that's why it mutated over the years into this limited perception of working hard or you're not enough unless you have things and proving yourself constantly and working towards something all the time in the material world in order to show that, yes, I'm worthy. See, I made it. Yes, I could do it. And there's a certain amount of almost like testing your own strength, which is where this activity does belong. But anything beyond that goes not into testing, but into proving. So what I mean by testing is like, if you're in the energy of like, okay, I want to show myself what I'm capable of. So I'm going to train for this marathon and then I'm going to participate. You might not win, but that's not the point. The point is that you're going to participate and you're going to complete this no matter what. Or the same thing could be applied to anything, to a relationship, let's say. I'm going to have this difficult conversation. And I'm going to show myself that I can do it. I can actually handle a difficult conversation. And yes, it might not be very comfortable for me and, let's say whoever you're conversing with. But I'm choosing to do it because I know it's right. I know it's aligned. Without the attachment to, and then this person's gonna finally get on my side and finally understand that I was right all along. Because that twists it into proving that you're worthy, that you're enough somehow. Okay? So choosing to be in the first 10, let's say, of somebody who accomplishes something, that's a kind of a healthy competitive spirit that is based on more like I'm going to test my strengths and I'm going to shoot for that. That's my vision. I think I'm capable of that. I'm going to go and do my best. If I get to the first 10, awesome. If I don't, that's fine, but I'm still going to show myself that I'm the type that's going to persevere and make that happen as much as I can. Versus if I get to the top 10, then I'm good enough. And if I didn't, oh, that means I didn't train enough, or I'm bad, or I'm not worthy, or I couldn't, do it because I'm just not capable, or whatever it is. So you're starting to notice there where we're influencing our reality for the sake of getting the proof, getting people on our side, manipulating people into liking us, or somehow finally feeling like we're good enough through all of this. Versus the true influence, which is the quantum influence, which is what we're going to talk about. So, quantum influence is the quality of energy that you embody. This is linked to the work you've done in living your elevated self story. So, we talked in the previous bundle a lot about creating your self story in the higher frequency because everything is possible in the quantum field because you can choose anything you desire, and why not choose the most amazing possible thing you can imagine? And once you step into it, imagine the next level. Imagine something even better, even more magical, even more amazing. So, your energy that within your story exists in your world and then interpenetrates and anchors in your physical body, that is what creates quantum influence. Notice how this is not about influencing reality in order to get the proof of your enoughness. It already assumes you enough from the start because you're starting from the elevated self story. Okay? So you are a one-time quantum event. I always say that this cosmic component of you that is absolutely unique and totally irreplaceable. There is nobody else like you that ever existed before or ever will. You are unique, not just as your soul, but as all the components of you that came together to create this life. That means your karmic patterns, that means your authority, strength and power, and also authority issues. That means your level of self-mastery and how much of that level you're able to progress within a lifetime. All of those things. So, good things and bad things, all of it together is what makes you unique. And this lifetime, this personality, this body only happens once. Your soul might go into another body, might have a different experience, it might have been in many different bodies before, but every experience within the simulation inside the form is unique. So you are unique. You are the only one. And that right there already has incredible value if you allow yourself to fully be yourself. Okay? So your value is eternal. And this is something that is unique about you that you're meant to contribute. Your life purpose is not some sort of a thing that, like, oh, I'm meant to do this. There might be an action attached to it, but there might not be. It's not about what you do, it's about who you be. It's about are you able to maintain the energy of this higher elevated story and through that influence all the way down to the quantum level, the reality that you're in and the people that you have around you. Okay, and people around you, by the way, are not local to you. They also the entire planetary sphere. So human morphogenic field gets influenced by each individual. So you can influence somebody in Africa, that person in Africa can influence somebody in Australia, that person in Australia can influence somebody who's right now in a ship somewhere towards Antarctica. So All this interconnection is non-linear puzzle of reality, and your influence grows with you embodying more and more of your elevated story. So it's the quality of energy that you embody, okay? A lot of times we kind of get fixated on the goal. They get fixated on what we want to create, and then it becomes like this thing that we're working towards and working towards. But as you know, if you're working towards something, you are not being that thing. And what we want is to step into the reality that we want to create. That means you actually become it by holding it in your body. So that would also mean listening to your body as to the quality of energy you are allowing yourself to embody moment to moment. If you're in frustration, if you're overriding, if you're feeling tense, if you're putting pressure on yourself in order to do the right thing or achieve whatever you want or be a good person or whatever, it doesn't matter what is it for. It matters what is the quality of energy. You actually would be, in a quantum sense, more influential and contribute more to the morphogenic field of human consciousness if you allow yourself to be in harmony, to be in peace, to be in beauty. It could also be excitement, it could also be power, but it's higher elevated energy. Putting pressure on yourself or forcing yourself in order to achieve something like being a good person or doing the right thing or overriding yourself in order to do what you think is right, that's not actually a high quality energy. Even if the action for which you're doing it is correct, the energy you're doing it with is not. So it's very important that you look for like, okay, if I know that this is the right action, why is there feeling so much pressure? Probably because you're overriding some resistance. Okay, why is there resistance? Probably because there is a conflicting belief. Okay, what is the belief? Why do I choose to keep it if it's obviously smaller than the story I'm trying to create? So chances are that belief is a projection of your authority onto someone else, either ancestral or societal or maybe your parents or maybe even karmic. It doesn't matter. You don't have to figure out where it comes from. What does matter, though, is you choose not to make that matter anymore, because we are meaning created beings, and we also create meanings. So we are composite of different meanings. This is what self-story is, as we talked about in the previous bundle. So here we're talking about the quantum influence, and that means that you are embodying high quality energy moment to moment, which changes your experience in how you are being, which then creates a vortex that influences this reality in a very different way than linear creation, when we push and force and try to make something happen and work towards the goal. Here, you already embody the goal, and then you're curious about how did I get here? What did I do? How did I feel? What was my experience that allowed me to feel this goal? Instead of the goal is over there, and I'm going to do something to get to it. As soon as you do that, you're back to linear progression, which means your influence shrinks back to working harder, and then it comes out of scarcity. So that means it has a lot of pressure within us and tension to make that happen versus a harmonious way of quantum influence. It's about attracting from the quantum field whatever it is that you want, including material things. So when we're in a quantum influence, we do not work to get the things. We become someone who has the things that we want to have, and then those things find their way to us. And I'll describe in a moment how that happens. But that's the shift that I want you to start to make within your conscious awareness, is that look at your life and where you're working towards something that you don't have, but you really want to have. May that be a relationship or career or a raise in your job maybe, or getting different clients to come to you if you're an entrepreneur and so on. Maybe it's a health issue. Maybe it's some sort of a spiritual desire. Where are you working towards it instead of being it and then being curious, how does it feel? How did I get here? There is a part of you in a quantum field that already has it, that is already at that place. The key is to embody that energy within yourself and shed anything that is in a way or somehow doubting or sabotaging that experience. It's not about working through your beliefs and everything. It's just about saying, okay, is this belief suiting me or not? If it doesn't suit me, out with you. You're not part of my life anymore. I choose not to go there. What new belief do I replace it with? And remember, we always have to replace what we got rid of with something that is harmonious and positive and higher frequency. Okay? Energy in the universe is sort of like always the same, and we just transmute it from one to another. So your own beliefs, your own fears, your own trauma, your own doubts, they're still made of your own energy. So this idea of I'm going to get rid of them, it's kind of not linearly how it works. Like literally in your energy field, it's still your energy. So you don't get rid of anything. You transmute it to something else. So if you have a doubt and you choose not to have that self-doubt anymore, what can you put in its place? Maybe it's self-acceptance. If you have, let's say, desire for something, but you always feel like you're somehow diminished or defective or not enough or something like that, and you know better, you already understand all the consciousness thing, you know that you're awesome, and yet that part that says, yeah, but you're not good enough, is still occasionally speaks, well, you don't want to necessarily just attack it and push it away because it's still your own energy. But what can you replace it with? What if every time that voice speaks, you love it? Not push it, not judge it, not say, oh, I shouldn't think this way. I know it's not the right way. What if instead you just say, oh, sweetie, oh, here you are again. That's okay. I'm here. I love you. And stay with that part. That transmutes it and elevates your frequency into a higher realm and allows your body to actually anchor it. That's what embodiment is. Everybody talks about this embodiment. All it really means is that the energy of your consciousness is anchored in your body instead of just in your mental level. So when we are mentally aware of something, that's okay, but unless it's anchored in a body, it's not going to be broadcasted out, which means it's not going to become the influence. We only influence by what quality of energy is anchored in a body. And that's why we want to understand our beliefs and concepts that we make our reality. That's why we want to be aware of our thoughts. That's why we want to have harmonious emotions, because all those things affect our body. But the body is the broadcasting station. Body is the anchor point, okay? So this is how we attract from the quantum field. So the more well-being you embody, the greater influence you have. So just think about that. The quality of your energy, like the more you're actually able to feel fulfilled and grateful and joyous and harmonious, despite of whatever's going on around you, the more influence you have onto this world and humanity. So if you, let's say, frustrated about inconsiderate people, which is a very common thing with starseeds to be frustrated about, well, where are you being inconsiderate to yourself? To some parts of you that you perhaps judge or limit or push away? What if you chose to be in harmony with yourself and considerate with yourself? By doing that, you're not necessarily going to cure inconsiderate people into becoming considerate, but either they will not be around you anymore, or they will start to actually change their behavior because energetically you're affecting them. And the ones who are changing their behavior might not be literally next to you. They might be all the way somewhere in different continent because it's all group field. But this is how we serve. Something you do over here affects somebody all the way maybe on another side of the planet. Something they do because of that affects somebody in a different place, and so on. And energetically, we're all perfectly matched. We're like a unique, amazing puzzle pieces that meant to perfectly fit together when we fully stand in our power. Okay? So you are designed to collapse potential from the quantum field into opportunities and relationships and money and experiences into material reality. Because everything in a potential field exists. whatever you can focus on and then embody by matching that energy inside your physical body, then collapses that potential into material reality. Just think about how awesome is that. Literally anything that exists out there in the field can be brought into your reality if you can embody the energy that matches it. You can collapse or materialize what matches the vibration that you are embodying. So how does this process work in a more linear way? I kind of already talked about that, but I'm going to like lay it out for you as a pathway so you can see it. Is you live your self story that is ideally elevated. So those are your beliefs and the meanings that you give to your reality. Out of that, you have thoughts that are based on your self story. Out of those thoughts come emotions and feelings and responses to reality, because now they go through the filter of your thoughts. All of that is resonating with the quantum field. And this influence eventually reaches critical mass when you vibrate continuously and enough time at the particular frequency that matches something in the quantum field. And when it reaches that critical mass, it's like a tipping point. This is where it creates a pattern. So this field that is everything kind of comes whoop, together. And suddenly there is a very set pattern that then drops down into material reality. So then in your physical life, something happens that you wanted to happen. Either a magically amazing person shows up that you were looking for, or an opportunity that you didn't think could possibly happen. You didn't even know how to create it. There it is. It shows up, or more money flows into your life, or more health flows into your life, or a health solution when somebody tells you something and you never even knew about that healing modality, let's say, and then you feel drawn towards it, you go experiment with it, and it brings you the very healing you were looking for. So this is the progression, how we literally influence the world. In order to create what you desire, you don't go after it and grab it. You don't go after it as a goal and then make sure you do all the right things. Actions are required, but they only meant to be within this aligned state of your true self story. So beliefs, thoughts, emotions, all of this being broadcasted into the quantum field because it's anchored in your body. And then when it reaches the critical mass, you get the pattern that then drops into matter. And this is how we have what we want with ease, instead of having to follow the old system of having to work hard in order to influence reality to have what we want.